I'm your host, Kurt Hosworth, in the studio with a special guest this morning from the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. They have another concert coming up. In fact, it's tomorrow evening, so it's coming up right around the corner. It's Concertmaster Janice Peterson. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's good great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you back here. And so we're talking about something that's a little different from the normal MSO concert experience. Can you let our listeners know what they can expect this time around?
I would love to. It's a collage concert, which means there are two halves, 30-minute halves, that are nonstop music. So once it starts, there's no applause, there are no remarks made between the pieces. It goes straight from one into the next. There are eight different ensembles or soloists that will be performing back-to-back. And then there's a short intermission, and then it all starts up again. So a lot of music can get performed in a very short amount of time. I'm sorry, I was thinking this morning about how the marching band, we always used to say 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. And this is, so that was 8 steps to 5 yards. Ah, yeah. This is 8 pieces to 30 minutes.
Wow. So it's a very concise performance environment. And we were talking before this how just about every period in music history is represented in this concert.
Yes, we have Bach and Mozart. We have Hofmeister that's a little bit different. He was alive around the time of Mozart and Beethoven. Beethoven called him his brother. Wow. So we're doing a horn quintet by Hofmeister, and then we have Brahms and some other, we have Mio, who was late Romantic, early 20th century, and then more modern pieces, and then we also have some folk music and jazz.
So rounding things out very nicely and not leaving any musical stone unturned in this concert. That's great.
Yep, and this concert is like Michigan weather. If you don't like the weather, just wait a second. This is like that. The pieces are 4 minutes or less. So if you don't care for one of the compositions, just hang on for a second and it'll be something brand new and different style and different musicians.
It almost sounds like a concert on shuffle mode a little bit where, you know, you go to one piece and then you go right to the next after that. And
it is. And yeah. And commercial free. And that was something else I thought about this morning. We all complain. Everybody wants to watch TV without commercials. Well, this is one of those. It just goes bang, bang, bang right from one to the next.
Right. And when you said commercial, that makes me think of the funding and kind of the reason why this concert is happening. Can you tell our listeners why this is happening?
Yes. In our 20th season, we started talking about what the musicians could do to give back. And we had also, lots of people said they would like to play more chamber music, and there weren't that many opportunities to do that. We were very, very lucky that NMU was willing to let us use the Reynolds Recital Hall, and we put together a collage that year. That was 3 years ago. The musicians from the orchestra and a few friends put a collage together, and there was so much love on the stage. We all had so much fun that we decided it should be an annual event and a musician's fundraiser for the orchestra.
And the MSO is a very friendly organization, so it's no surprise that the MSO has friends that are also ready to be involved and help the cause, too. That's wonderful. So when is this collage concert? We did mention it's tomorrow evening.
It is. It's Saturday night at 7:30 at the Reynolds Recital Hall. There are no tickets ahead of time. You have to buy your ticket at the door. It's $10 for adults and $5 for students. So we keep it there until we get to the point where we have a sellout, and then we'll have to look for a bigger venue. Mm-hmm. But for now, that's where we are.
Excellent. And again, this is Janice Peterson talking about the Marquette Symphony Orchestra's Chamber Music Collage Concert happening tomorrow evening here in Marquette at the Reynolds Recital Hall. Not in the usual place. Typically, the bigger concerts are at the Kauffman, but if this event gets bigger, then it may need to move into a larger space as well.
Right. And I just wanted to add that there are a few things on this program that you may never have seen before. They may become permanent parts of the collage. We have a viola choir playing.
Really?
Tell me more about that. 10 viola players. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a few high school students involved, the strongest of the strong from the high school, mm-hmm. Some who play in the symphony, and a lot of the viola players in town. We could have had even more, but there are a few viola players who are not available. We have a lot of violists in the UP right now. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about doing this for a while, and it's finally going to happen. They're going to play a very beautiful arrangement of Shenandoah that I found on the Viola Society website.
Oh, wow.
Everyone that I've told that to has said, there's a Viola Society.
Right, there is such a thing.
So that's been great. So that's one of the things you will never have seen before. And we have a new bass player in town who has extensive performance training and is auditioning for orchestras, and he's just hanging out in Marquette, and he's playing a Bach solo that I think will completely knock people's socks off. We also have our resident Harry South, who's playing a waltz, which will be wonderful, and he's doing a jazz piece with Carrie Yost. So there's just lots of great stuff on this program.
Excellent. It sounds like a very eclectic collection of pieces, a lovely evening to be had, and again, a benefit for the Marquette Symphony Orchestra as well. So come on out and have a good time at the MSO Chamber Music Collage Concert. Again, that's tomorrow evening at 7:30. Tickets available at the door, and I believe there's a Facebook event page for this, and you can look up the Marquette Symphony Orchestra on Facebook and find out all about it there as well. Janice, anything else you'd like to add about the concert?
No, I just hope we get a good crowd. Lots of hard work has gone into this by lots of different people.
Sounds good.
A great night.
Yeah, let's try to fill the Reynolds Recital Hall. Well, Janice, thanks so much for stopping by to tell us about the Chamber Music Collage Concert.
Thank you very much.